It was very surprising in the sense that prior to doing that television series, I'd been basically thought of as a dramatic actor doing everything from Hamlet to very serious roles on television. Got an Academy Award nomination for a very serious role in a film called The Young Philadelphians of Paul Newman, where I played an alcoholic who lost his arm in Korea and so on. So I'd never been associated with anything light in spirit, and the show not only turned out to be light in spirit, but it turned out to be internationally light in spirit. So the principal actors, David McCallum and myself, were treated more as rock stars than as actors.
Absolutely.
That was a big surprise.
Yeah. Did you have to think twice about doing it then?
Well, I thought it was going to be James Bond on television. In other words, I would be in the living room instead of the bedroom.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it was going to attract young girls the way it did.
It must have been fantastic. I was going to say, it must have afforded you some great times in your private life.
Yes, it did.
And because Napoleon Solo was the main character, I think Ilya Kuryakin was a bit of a goody-goody. You were the ladies' man, and you made the most of it.
Yeah, that's kind of the way the show eventually got set up, that David was, although there were two girls in every show that were part of the relationship with the two principal actors, and David was not nearly as aggressive as I was in the character that I was playing. He was more of the shy one. I had to build an electric fence around my house because the girls were coming in to the front door and so on. Even after I built the electric fence, I was in a shower one morning. You know, I had a kind of a Roman sunken tub with a large bay window looking out on the side of the property. And I was washing away and whistling away, and I looked up, and there were two girls looking in the window at me.
No!
So I figured out a way to avoid that and scooted them off the property because I didn't want any lawsuits.
No, absolutely. How long did it take you, or have you, shaken off the role of Napoleon Solo?
Well, the public, certainly, and when I travel throughout the world, and in England and even in America, that's what they associate me with more than anything else, but it really never affected my career in any way because I played mainly bad guys or cold guys or vicious guys or mean guys or devious guys before I did The Man from U.N.C.L.E. And the moment I was done with The Man from U.N.C.L.E., the first movie I did after The Man from U.N.C.L.E. was a film called Bullet with Steve McQueen, where I played a very reprehensible political figure. And so I pretty much went back to doing after U.N.C.L.E. what I'd done before.
Did you enjoy doing the sort of bad guy roles?
Oh, yeah, they're always fun. The audience always remembers the bad guy. They may love the hero, but they remember the bad guy.
Yeah, absolutely. But talking of heroes, you were also in The Magnificent Seven. And sad to say, you are the only remaining member of that group.
That is an accurate observation.